How to balance the chakras. Before you get started with trying to balance out the chakras, you should also learn how to recognize if they're not functioning as they should. There are certain physical manifestations of this, so if you pay close attention and become more aware of your body, you'll be able to spot them pretty easily. Root chakra. Any imbalances in this area would produce problems in the feet, legs, tailbone, rectum, male reproductive parts, the immune system, and the prostate gland. There are also certain health issues such as sciatica, knee pain, arthritis, constipation, and eating disorders. Sacral chakra. Imbalances here manifest themselves in the form of kidney dysfunctions, low back pain, reproductive issues, hip and pelvic pain, as well as urinary problems. Plexus chakra. Physical imbalances include liver dysfunction, digestive problems, high blood pressure, chronic fatigue, stomach ulcers, diabetes, colon diseases, as well as pancreas and gallbladder issues. Heart chakra. When it comes to this, physical effects include heart disease, asthma, breast issues, lung disease, shoulder and upper back pain, lymphatic issues, as well as arm and wrist pain. Throat chakra. If this area is imbalanced, you'll experience sore throat, thyroid issues, laryngitis, ear infections, TMJ, facial problems, ulcers, as well as pain in the shoulder and neck areas. Third eye chakra. Any imbalances here would be felt through headaches, issues with the sinuses, blurred vision, hearing loss, eye strain, seizures, as well as hormone function. Crown chakra. In this area, any imbalance can cause an inability to learn, depression, as well as an overall sensitivity to the environment, light, and sound. Now let's move on to getting your chakras properly balanced. There are many ways through which this can be done, and if it's something serious, you might want to approach an energy medicine practitioner first. They should be able to help manipulate your energy flow and get your misaligned chakras functioning normally again. However, if you're not quite keen on that, there are also other things you can do by yourself. Here are a few of the healthy habits that you can practice in order to balance your chakras on a daily basis. Eat healthy food. It is important to feed and nourish our body, but did you know that this affects the chakras as well? Check your current diet and find out if there are certain foods that you're overeating or not eating enough of. There are certain types of food that can fuel a particular chakra, so be aware of this and balance out your diet as well. Detoxify your environment. Take a look at your surroundings both at home and at work. Most of the time, chakra blockages would mirror the current state of the areas we spend most of our time in. If everything is disorganized and chaotic, you might want to get started with clearing things up. Throw out some of the things you no longer need and let the good energy flow through the space. Your chakras will mirror this change and you'll feel better almost instantly. Take some time out to relax and pamper yourself. Most of the time, people get so busy that they forget to take care of themselves. Much like the body, the mind also needs some time off to avoid wearing it down. Everyday stresses do affect the chakras as well, and it can cause an imbalance if you don't change certain habits. Take some time off, even if it's just a few hours in a day. Go for a warm bath, a massage, or even a drive around your city. All of these things can help clear your head and make you feel instantly lighter. It would also give you time to think without any distractions, and this awareness should allow you to deal with everything else that's happening in your life in a more meaningful and mindful way.